Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, after the way this bullpen has struggled lately, just what did it mean to the group to have them have a clean 2 2/3 tonight?
Yeah, it means a lot. And I've been saying it, you know, they're going to get it done. I know they're going through a rough stretch here, but at some point, you know, pretty confident that, you know, they're going to get the job done. And tonight was a perfect example of it. You know, we asked a few guys to come in different situations and, you know, spots where they're not used to it, and they got the job done. You know, obviously Dykman, 700 career appearance, not easy to do, you know, proud of him for how long he's been doing this, and for him to go out there, especially what he's, you know, been going through the past couple of weeks, it hasn't been easy. And this guy continued to show up. He continues to take the baseball. He continues to stay positive. Huge influence there in that locker room. So congratulations to him, obviously. And then Danny Young, you know, coming in up 3 in the 8th inning. And I thought he did a good job battling with Winker. Obviously, Lindor makes a huge play, but then give us 2 outs. And then Buro, you know, first career save. I like how he came in and attacked the zone, used the 2-seam against righties. You know, obviously the breaking ball, the changeup to get Vargas. Very good job by the bullpen today.
You know, you talk about Dykman. I know you guys gave him a bit of a little break and a reset. Did you see something different in the way that he looked tonight?
He looks fresher, right? I thought the fastball had life today. You know, I think 95, 96, but especially at the top of the zone. And when he's effective, he needs that pitch, you know. And I thought this was something that, you know, because of usage, you know, we've been riding this guy pretty hard. And I thought Velo, the past couple of weeks, it's been a little down. But today I saw better life on that pitch.
Anthony?
Buro has very quickly gone from starting pitcher to guy you wanted to use in long relief to pitching in the 8th, 9th inning of a relatively close game. What does it just say about his adaptability that he's able to sort of transition that quickly and be successful?
Says a lot, you know, especially for a young kid that is, you know, just getting to this level and trying to find some type of consistency, whether it's from the starting rotation or, you know, out of the bullpen on, you know, those middle innings for length. But now, you know, we saw it today. And he's the same. He's the same guy that's going to take the ball and he's going to stay on the attack. He's going to throw strikes. He's going to slow the game down. And we saw that today. So pretty impressive and pretty confident that he'll continue to get the job done whether in whatever role we need him.
And what did Reed Garrett's MRI show?
Yeah, the doctors will read it tomorrow. You know, they didn't get an opportunity to read it today, so we'll know more today, till tomorrow.
Mark?
Carlos, Iglesias now 10 for 19, I think, under the scoring condition. Just
what allows him to kind of settle his heart down and always come through in those spots?
Yeah, he's bat to ball skills, you know, and when you got runners in scoring position, putting the ball in play means a lot, you know, and this guy's been doing it for a long time. And, you know, obviously, he knows what the pitcher's trying to do to him in certain situations. He's not afraid of the other way when need to stay up the middle. And if they leave a pitch over the plate, he's going to do damage. But I think it comes down to putting the ball in play, and this is something that he's done throughout his career, and we've seen that now too.
And they had gone to the righty for that at-bat. I mean, was there any thought to going to McNeil there, or you have seen enough from Iglesias that you wanted to?
Yeah, no, I was pretty confident with Iglesias on that at-bat.
Dan?
Carlos, with Severino, you know, now he's kind of in uncharted waters for the last few years with innings pitched. How do you monitor and keep him healthy and effective as he was tonight?
Yeah, credit to him because he's been very, very consistent with the way he's preparing, with how much he's investing in himself, recovery-wise, you know, getting in the training room, getting in the weight room. We're, you know, keeping a close eye, but everything continue to check, you know, continue to trend in the right direction, especially after each outing. Today he was really good. You know, the velo was there, and I thought the way he, you know, used the breaking ball against the lefties today was huge. But yeah, we're keeping a close eye on it. But you know, he'll get a break here because of the all start. But yeah, so far, unbelievable first half for him.
And he, you know, for a guy who's been around a while, he failed to back up twice there in the inning where he gave up the run. Did you have to talk to him about that, or were you disappointed that he made that play?
We'll address it. You know, he knows. He knows that, you know, he let the play develop and didn't get to where he needed to get. So we'll talk about it. We'll show him a couple of the videos, and then, we'll fix it.
Roger.
Thanks. You know, with four wins in the last five games, you guys are now very close to that last wild card position. How big a lift would it be for your guys psychologically after this first half if you could go into the second half holding one of those positions?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to be – we know where we at, you know, but still July. And I think the mindset here is, you know – take care one day at a time, you know. Take care of business today. Take care of business winning series. And let the team play out, you know. Let's continue to prepare. Let's continue to go out there and compete. Let's continue to have fun. And that's what they're doing. It's good that, you know, for the past few weeks or month or so, especially what we went through early in the year, that we put ourselves in a better position. But understanding that we still got work to do, we still got long ways, and we just got to continue to make improvement and just continue to stay consistent.
And just a follow-up on Iglesias, you know, he seems to, through his career, have done very well against that team. Did, you know, is that something that sort of plays into your decision-making?
No, I mean, he's done really good against a lot of teams. You know, there's a reason why he's been in this league for, you know, 10 years or so. A pretty good player, man. And he prepares, he cares, he competes, he's having fun. But yeah, I mean, whether he's getting results against this team, like I said, he's a good player and puts the ball in play and good thing happens.
Rich.
You know, when you made all the lineup changes, a lot of has been made of Lindor in the leadoff spot, and rightfully so. But Nimmo in that two spot, you know, his clutch hitting numbers are kind of off the charts. And he can beat you with a base hit with a runner on second. He can beat you with a long ball. Can you talk about what he's brought to the table and how important that particular part of the lineup change has been?
Yeah, he's been huge. But, I mean, I'm going to go back and say he's a really good player. You know, I think it doesn't matter where you put him. Obviously, the leadoff spot has been where he's, you know, hit throughout his career. You know, we put him for a short period of time on the three hole. And then I just thought, you know, that two hole, because not only the way he impacts the baseball, you know, his ability to go the other way, the way he controls the strike zone, obviously the on base there, you know, and the lefty bat. So right behind Lindor, some type of speed there in front of the big boys, and we've seen him being more aggressive on the bases, you know. Complete player, complete hitter. That is having a pretty good first half.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.